So I want to commend Danny Byrne for what was a very clear and forthright presentation to the European Parliament's Petitions Committee on behalf of his family, and I was delighted to also have an opportunity to vocalise my support to the Byrne family at that Petitions Committee. As many of your listeners will know, Francis Byrne Sr., along with his 16-year-old son and three crew, were lost off the northwest coast of Donegal in 1981 when their fishing trawler sank. The surviving family applied to what was then the new Lost at Sea scheme that was set up by the Fianna Fáil minister in 2001. And bizarrely, even though it was the largest boat ever to be lost, they were refused any compensation under that scheme due to what is described by officially as a technicality, but in reality was an absolute case of corruption. Many will remember that the then Irish Ombudsman, who is now the current EU Ombudsman, Emily O'Reilly, found gross abnormalities related to the scheme. The scheme, which was set up to compensate families, especially like the Byrne family, was found to have been disproportionately beneficial to a very few select constituents of the then Minister, Frank Fahey. In fact, the Ombudsman's report actually found that the scheme allowed 75% of the total compensation fund to go to just two of Minister Fahey's constituents. So the Byrnes ever since, who have, as I say, had tragically lost two members of their own family along with three other crew members, who lost their entire livelihood, have been fighting against what has been described as a corrupt and very unjust scheme ever since. And despite themselves having been critical of the scheme going back to 2009, Fine Gael now in government haven't done the necessary, taken the necessary actions to right the wrongs. And unfortunately, it has meant that the Byrne family have had to come back to a second time to the European Union's Petitions Committee. And I suppose to put in stark terms how little regard the government have been given to this family, the Petitions Committee wrote to the department in Ireland 3 years ago and received a response just a couple of days before this most recent hearing taking place. So during the course of my intervention, I called on the European Commission to immediately look into this scheme, something they've refused to do because the Irish government never informed them of the first place.